the thought down to illuminate we take the
wow.
And it was normal, you know.
So imagine the smell, you know, because we live exactly, we live exactly on the table, and we are in the other level.
You could smell the animals all the time.
By the way, you didn't know.
I got
accustomed to this.
Sure.
You feel normal.
Yeah. Between,
there
were only a tabla.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
My grandmother, Matea, lived in La Lucilla when she was married. She came from other village that is 10 kilometers
from here.
Which village is that?
It's Colle.
Colle.
So my grandmother comes here when she was married. She was the second wife of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Grandfather, his first wife died. And it was the second.
Pero todas las cosas que no sepamos concretas las podemos preguntar a Pelayo. Y él seguro que las busca y las acaba encontrando para hacerlo más completo.
Muchas gracias.
Sí. El nombre de la primera y el día exacto de la muerte de tu abuelo, por ejemplo, podemos preguntar. Cítale en inglés, que se fue a visitar Madrid con
The war is hard. Mm-hmm. The war is hard. My grandmother was in Madrid, accidentally. She was there to
visit. She wanted to visit the family, and in this day, started the war,
and she spent the three war years in Madrid.
Wow. He couldn't come during 3 years from Madrid to here.
Yeah.
Even she had a small child here, but it was not possible to travel
from the country. The youngest was my father, was 14, but one of his brothers was killed for 8 years old, 15.
Oh, wow.
He was killed in the beginning of the war.
Oh, wow.
But he was a soldier, he buried in the...
Not fighting, just taking him from the house, and he was shot in
Candanero,
near the Quimara.
Wow.
And he was buried there, but we don't know exactly where the place. And he had no defunción, acta de defunción. Officially, he's not dead. He's not dead because there's no document telling that my uncle was dead.
Mm. Wow. He was a little, I don't know in English, retrasado mental.
He had a mental
And he was playing with something of the military, something of the uniform, the military, and laughing, and then they come, catch him, and...
Horrible.
Yeah.
And it was between his grandmother was in Madrid with a no dad.
¿Y cómo se llamaba el hermano de los
papás? Se llamaba Anselmo.
I'm sorry. His name again?
Anselmo.
It's the same name than his older brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that was the brother of your father.
Yes. The brother that was killed, yeah. And there are other two brothers that emigrate to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
during the after the Civil War, and I never met them.
They still live in Argentina?
No, they have the they are gone. They have that.
Yeah, but the family is yes. Daughter is in Argentina, and we see them from time to time.
So you said your grandfather died when you were very young. Did your grandmother stay here or did she leave?
No, stay here.
Yeah.
Living with his family, with
yeah.
his grandfather.
After the war, she came and she lived here with my in the same house. He lived with us until she died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Only the people that really see us.
Oh, okay.
Because my father Ramon, my father was
the only
that stayed in La Lucina. The rest of the family, two in Madrid. Two in Argentina, one killed, my father.
Wow. So, the two who moved to Argentina, do we know their names?
No.
Yes, Honorino and Dolcino. Mm-hmm. Honorino and... what's the name of them? Honorino
and... Alberto.
Delfino,
so Delfino and
Honorino. Alberto se llama Honorino. Honorino primero y Alberto después. Honorino con H.
H-O-N-O-R-I-N-O.
Second
Honorino.
H-O-N-O-R-I-N-O.
Okay. So. There was your father, Ramon Miranda.
He lives here.
And he lives here?
Yeah.
And then he had Anselmo, with his brother.
He was here.
And he was And then Honorino and Delfino.
Was in Argentina.
He went to Argentina. And were there any more brothers or sisters?
There was another...
Ramón Miranda y cuatro hermanos, ellos son los vecinos, debe tener cuatro.
¿Cómo se llama la tía?
¿La de Madrid, Angelina?
Sí. No, esos son los hijos.
Another sister is living in Madrid.
Ah, ok.
No, media hermana.
Yes. It was a... The daughter of the other woman, the first woman.
Oh.
Alberto has no good
memory. No,
not
maybe in 15 minutes you can remember than that.
Okay.
And his grandmother working, dile que era comadrona, que lo de los muertos, que ayudaba, todas esas cosas.
My grandmother didn't know how to write.
Oh, okay.
She knew how to read slowly, but she read. But she never go to school.
Oh.
Never. So
it was normal.
Yeah, that time for women. So. When we were a child, we tried to help her. Try to learn, but she was get angry. Because we take the hands and like that, and she didn't like it.
But she taught herself how to read.
So?
She taught herself how to read.
How to read, slowly, but he was just taking newspaper and...
Wow.
Yeah. But it was an intelligent woman, but
sounds like
no preparation at all. But he was he worked like a man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans, you know, and he works in the field. He was I always say that my grandmother has no fear to anything. He helped people for when they die and have to clean them up. Mm-hmm. And, no sé, no sé cómo
decirlo.
Sí, cuando se morían las personas, ella ayudaba a limpiar los muertos, a prepararles. También ayudaba a los nacimientos. Nacimientos sin preparación ninguna, pero bueno, pues seguía lo que hay. Y que era muy valiente, que se atrevía con todo.
One time, they told that they... aquí hay un sistema de riego de las tierras que es por tiempo, un día le toca a uno, otro día le toca a otro, y entonces a ella le tocaba ese día, pero como era una mujer viuda, pues vino un hombre, un vecino, y le quitó el agua. Pues fue para allá la abuela Matea y le pegó a los y recuperó su turno de regar.
Okay, so back then there was assigned days to use the water for irrigation.
Oh.
So on the day that it was her turn, a man from the town, a neighbor, just went in and took the water from her. She was a woman and she was a widow. So she went after him.
Well,
and got the water back.
That's great.
When I was a child, one guy over me, Hickman. I never go to my father or my mother to tell them, oh, that guy. I went always to my grandma, and she didn't forget. So one day or other day, this guy,
he was
terrible. I never go to my father to say that.
Sure, sure.
I always go to my
grandmother. Wow.
You go to my...
That's great.
Terrible.
So she was a very brave woman.
Yes.
Oh, yes, very brave. Yes.
And it was very difficult here in Spain after the Civil War, without nearly nothing to eat and with a lot of problems. But she was a wonderful
woman. Wow. That's great. That's great.
And, she's lived in my dirt for 3 years. And, so we have the family. Anything that she passed along to you guys, like to you or your brother, that things that she used to do, for example, like how to take care of the cows or things like that? Anything that you remember from her?
From my grandmother?
The cosas que ella ya enseñado usted.
Sí, lo de las vacas y todo.
Yeah, when we had cows, while the function of my grandmother was to take the cows to the fields, and at that time we had no electrical fences. We had to stay with the cows all the time, for 2 or 3 hours with them. Mm-hmm. So we always go with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She knew a lot about the health. She didn't know how to read, but she knew how to use the different herbs for different things.
Huh.
You have a back stomach, you have pain things, and she knew a lot about the herbs.
Wow.
In the field. Yeah. That is one of the things that I remember is staying with her. In the fields, taking care of the cows, and no more. Normally, she helped my mother because we are six. Helped my mother to take care of the boys and children, to take care of the children.
¿Y
de
qué murió su abuelo?
Because they were very ill, very old.
Oh, okay.
Se quedó ciega.
Yeah. My grandmother, yes.
And she never watched TV before quedarse ciega. They, she doesn't understand the TV at all.
She never understood.
Understood.
Oh. The TV. Because she was blind, totally blind.
Wow.
Totally. You can get a torch, and he never moved the total blind. So, and we explained to her that we can see people, because she knew the radio, but not the television, and I explained to her, we explained to her that we could see the people talking, and the football matches, and the bull rings, bull fighting, and...
She said, be careful with the small
child,
because the balloon maybe...
she starts hearing the television set. Oh!
No puedo asistirte bien. No puedo atenderte ahora.
It's a woman, it's a little... Yes, in the
Atieno field. She always says, shut the door, why do you allow them to go to come in? You know? Shut the door.
She didn't understand
the answer. There was a bull fighting, because now there's no bull fighting on television. But at that time was on the television, and they said, how many bulls they killed? There's six here, and six in the other, she knows that in other neighbors have six here and six in the other neighbors.
That's great. My great grandmother was 98 when she passed away, and I remember we showed her television. I must have been maybe five, and we showed her television, and she was scared. She didn't want to see it. She didn't understand. No.
¿Cuántos años tenía cuando murió ella?
Mi abuela tendría ya cerca de 90, 88.
No lo pone, ¿no? En el día no le dice, no te da y...
No. ¿Matías nació en el 81?
¿En qué año murió?
Oh, no,
pues... Yo tenía 20 años. Cuando murió mi abuela.
¿En el 69?
¿Cuándo tenía 69, 69?
En el 69 murió, aproximadamente.
69 más 19.
She lived a full life. Sounds like a very amazing woman. Mhm. Mhm. Then you mentioned that your father, that you were one of six children.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said something about my son.
Well, you're missing your dad.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I did.
So, your dad?
Yes. Silly.
Ramon. I'm looking at our website with a photo of Ramon. Is that on the history of Marotillo? No, en las historias de la docencia. Hay un apartado de fotos, fotos antiguas, y ahí hay muchas fotos hechas por su padre.
It's not dangerous, no problem.
You want
to
look?
Sure. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a needle. It's a...
And that was me.
My father was, the main occupation was a miner.
Miner?
Yeah. But then I was a photographer, the village and the area. He was the head coach.
Oh.
Barbero.
Mm-hmm.
At that time there were many people not only to cut the hair, just to shave with knife, no with a new, yeah. So and also he was with a cow, so and also a builder. So he has many occupations.
Wow.
Was an intelligent man.
You can see him in the face of the Garcia Senaria. A lot of one or two photos of him and the rest of the family and the neighbors and
wow.
Procesiones y músicas. Y en una de ellas, una de las fotos, él está llevando las andas con la Virgen. Está él así en primera. Se parece mucho a Alberto.
Sí.
Pasa que murió más joven, murió con 47 años. Y Alberto tiene ya 63. Pero se parece mucho a sí.
¿Falleció joven de edad?
Ya, 47 años. But he was an accident.
Oh.
Yes, he worked in a mine. Yes, he went to Cristiano.
No.
And Bognard, the road Bognard to Cristiano, the mine was 15 kilometers from Bognard, in this road. And he was driving and he was, she crashed against a lorry and see that.
Mm.
It was there in 1970. And one of his dreams was not that any of his son went to the mine, to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we studied. And my eldest brother is an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a technical engineer. I have
two sisters
are next, and one is
derechos sociales, something similar to
social something. Mm. Like social services. So, yeah. So from six children, five we have studies, university, and
the youngest.
That was the more handsome, and he liked to do other things.
He's thinking in
woman.
And because he's died, his father has died. Yes.
I think that because he was 9 years when my father died. I think that my father leave my young brother change a lot.
And what is his name? Your youngest brother?
Pedro.
He's the president of the La Rosita.
Yeah.
¿Y qué pasa por la profesión de Pedro?
He was in the trabaja en el ayuntamiento de León.
Oh.
En la parte de deporte, en la consejería de deporte.
Mm.
Deporte. En el ayuntamiento.
So you mentioned that your oldest brother is a mechanical engineer.
No, he's an engineer.
Oh, engineer. Okay.
Industrial engineer.
Industrial engineer.
And what is his name?
Anselmo.
And you have two sisters.
Right. Three. Two are next.
Oh,
two sisters, and one is a social or something.
Okay. And what are their names?
Is
María Ángeles, Olga y María Luisa.
Olga y María Luisa.
So, which one is Olga a nurse?
No,
Olga is a social worker in the University of Leon. Y secretaria en some place in the University of Leon. María Luisa is nurse and she works in the Hospital of Leon. And María Ángel is not too, but she is early retired because she has a Sicilian sclerosis multiple.
Oh, multiple sclerosis.
Oh, okay.
So she had to do
early
retirement, so she
wasn't. I'm sorry, what is her name one more time?
María Ángeles.
María Ángeles. Es a enfermera, but she is early retired. María Ángeles.
María Luisa.
Sí.
And she is a nurse and she
works
at the hospital
right now. And Oliver
working
in the university.
Perfecto. Thank you. I know there's a lot of information. Thank you very much.
And then Alberto.
Alberto is the second brother. After him is María Ángeles. After is Olga. After is María Luisa. And the last is.
You got that?
Yes. Always 2 years between them.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the normal thing. 2 years dando efecto.
Oh, 2 years breastfeeding?
Yeah.
And after that, the next
person. And then Esteban is your son.
Yes.
Very nice. And so
Alberto has two sons.
Okay.
Older. Alberto was married with a Scottish woman, and they had two sons.
And what are their names?
Alan is the oldest, and Darren is the second one.
And what do they do?
What
is their job, their occupation?
Alan is living here in Leon.
Oh, okay.
And now, in this week, he is in Paris.
Oh, he's on site?
Oh, okay.
No, Weida, no.
No, Weida.
Weida, job. Because his company, that he was working in a factory of placas solares.
Oh, he's producing solar panels.
Oh.
And his company, his factory, has closed.
In California, many solar panel factory, same thing, that's where it's bad.
Yes.
So he's,
unemployed. He's married and he has a small boy.
Hmm?
2 years old. Well, 1 year old.
How old is he? The,
Alan.
Ah, Alan.
34 years old. He's 34.
¿No sabe el nombre del niño que
de Alan? Sí. Se llama Aarón. Aarón.
Interesante. ¿Tiene nombres ingleses?
Alan y Darren, because he's a woman. But it's normal. Por ejemplo, María Luisa, mi otra hermana, tiene un hijo que se llama Edgar. Y una hija, Tania, un nombre ruso, una mezcla.
Sí, sí. ¿Y cuál es
la hermana?
¿O
de
las hermanas?
No, cuñada,
su
hermano que...
Oh. ¿Y cuál era María Ángeles o era...?
María Ángeles es... enfermera, pero que está retirada ya, jubilada por enfermedad.
¿Y cuál es la que tenían los dos?
Los dos nombres esos raros, María Luisa.
María Luisa.
Mm.
¿Y el otro muchacho, Darren?
Darren vive en Scotland.
Oh.
Near Inverness, yes. He is married too. He is 30 years old. He is married too, and he has a small girl, Sofia. ¿Qué?
Sofia, and then Karen. Darren and Alan?
No, the tickets for Maria. No, we don't really use them. Just so we could.
luego ya se casó con usted.
Luego se divorciaron. Y luego, no, we know the email from the company. He was my box.
Ah, okay.
But he see, I see that he can cook. One year he can sing.
I like it.
And then we were married and we had Esteban.
And so Esteban is 11
now?
11 years old?
What?
11?
11?
Ah, 11. 11 years old,
yes.
When did you get
No, we were married here in La Losilla, and we don't remember exactly because our wedding was a little not normal, because we were working in the other house with the builder.
Oh.
And one day in the week, in a normal day, we went to the ayuntamiento in the Guatemala, and the garden was sign and nothing more. Then I don't remember the day. No, maybe in May. May was the month, and maybe in 2004. No, three or four. I don't remember.
Okay.
Three.
Esteban was born in 2001. Esteban was born before.
In 2001.
23 de enero del 2001. 23 de enero o 2001.
Is he in school
right now?
In León?
No, he's in school in Doña Armando.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is the last day. Tomorrow is the last day. No, he likes the school because he's with a lot of boys and plays very fun in Italy. And after that, he had in La Losilla only has one. He likes the school a lot.
Okay. When I was his age, I lived in California in a small town, very much like this. And during the summers, I loved to run around in the fields and explore and the cows. And,
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Good. So, then, tell me about your family.
My family.
Yes, your mother and your father and.
I was born in Badajoz, in Extremadura, in the south of Spain.
Okay.
Near Andalucía. And my father and my mother live now dead in the village.
Okay.
The name of the village is Castuera.
Castuera.
I study engineer too, like Alberto, and after finish, I have to go, I was very happy to go, to Madrid to work in Edison.
Edison?
Edison.
Oh, Ericsson.
Edison. My father was agricultor.
Farmer.
Yes. We had small land. Yes, Australia. 10
acres.
Oh.
And they worked, my father and my mom.
Okay.
They had a cow too, and pigs, and gallinas and hens.
Okay. Cows, eggs, chickens. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chicken, cows.
Very nice.
¿Cuántos años trabajó usted para él?
16 years.
Okay.
¿Y era ingeniero?
Yes. And the same month that Alberto was early retired, I voluntarily say bye-bye to him. But I was afortunada because in this time, Edison has a E, expediente de regulación de empleo.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember that.
They have like this thing where they had like a flexible like employment.
Okay.
Kind of employment,
sure.
It's an agreement with the government to
I was
But I
was voluntary to fight.
Oh, okay.
Then I have a lot of money, I think. 55 days of my salary per year.
Wow.
Money. And 2 years on the paro, the unemployment, but cobrando, right? Earning for the government.
Very nice.
2 years.
Well, they have like an agreement with the government in to lay off people.
Yeah.
And she took like voluntary layoff.
Exactly.
So they give her 55 days for every year she works.
That's
and
great.
Also 2 years of unemployment.
Nice.
In these 2 years, we buy the other house, we repay, and we start the business in my name. The business is my name. Now, from before, from this start of the business, I'm autonomous. Autonomous is...
Yeah, she's autonomous, she's independent.
Mm. Autonomous is... Es una categoría de trabajador cuando tú tienes, por ejemplo, una tienda, un negocio propio.
Mm-hmm.
Tú te das de alta en la seguridad social como autónomo.
Mm-hmm.
Y pagas la seguridad social cada mes.
¿Te curiosa?
No.
He says that when you have your own business, you have to go and declare yourself as an independent, kind of like a small business owner.
Mm-hmm. It's similar in California.
Yeah.
En la salón hizo lo mismo.
Yes. The name here is autónomo.
Oh, okay. Autonomous.
Español, pero me lo pregunta en español y digo, oh, ¿cómo
que?
O a veces me quiere decir algo y me lo dice en español y no en inglés. Y ya nos cruzamos todos.
Claro.
Sí, pero he aprendido muchísimo español, Mike.
Yeah.
Hemos estado...
Trying to learn.
Yeah.
2 semanas y aprendido.
Claro. Y se ven, güey, tú leas la lengua y tú lees. You speak Spanish a little worse than...
Sí, es porque... pues casi no lo hablo cuando estoy allá.
Claro. No, en tu familia no habláis castellano.
Sí, no, hablan español, pero pues, a veces lo hablo en inglés y no, que si lo entiendes.
Claro. La costumbre, ¿no?
Sí.
Y vas perdiendo un poco.
Sí,
en California, it's a mix of English and Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Spanglish.
Sí, yo nací y crecí en México.
Claro, entonces lo tienes más afianzado.
Yo tengo,
claro.
Yo me fui a los Estados Unidos cuando tenía 17 años.
Claro, que ya sabía el castellano.
Sí, y en mi casa, con mis padres, hablamos los dos, porque ellos entienden más.
Claro.
Pero yo le hablo a mi mamá en inglés y no me contesta en español.
Claro. Entonces lo mantienes mejor.
Sí, en
español.
Claro. Y mis sobrinas, sí, mis sobrinas le hablan a mi mamá en español. Mis
amigos tienen los dos idiomas, es lo mismo, claro.
Unas manos que
otros. Los hijos de Alberto hablan, son bilingües, en inglés y español, perfectamente.
Wow.
But no his daughter and son.
Hmm.
The son of Alan, living here in León, only speak Spanish.
Oh.
Only 1 year, but only Spanish. And Sofia, living in Scotland, only speak English.
Mm.
We here, only English.
Wow.
It's a pity.
Is it possible to use your bathroom?
Yes,
thank you very much.
Baja la tapa, que seguro que te la habías dejado sin mí. Es normal en los hombres, la tapa del bathroom, always, siempre tu vida.
Más bien quería preguntar algo de la parent breakfast. Es que queremos... Mike tiene la idea, Mike tiene... Que podría pensar un poco a los tres unidos. Porque Mike quiere venir a ver cómo vive la gente en la noche. Queríamos preguntarle.
Mira, pues una idea, cualquier noche, es que nosotros nos vamos el lunes a mi tierra, a mi pueblo.
Sí.
Y volvemos hasta el 4 o el 5 de julio, nos volvemos. Entonces tendría que ser antes.
Sí. Te digo, no me son bastante más humanos. Porque él quiere venir y quiere ver cómo vive la gente cuando ya no son fuertes.
Es una buena noche para eso, sería la noche del sábado, que no me lo puedo decir.
La noche del sábado.
La noche del sábado es la noche de San Juan.
Oh, ¿este sábado?
Sí. Y entonces es la única noche en la que hay vecinos en la calle cuando ya se pone el sol. Porque las demás noches cada uno a su casa y bajan las persianas y aquí no se ve nadie. Entonces esa noche hacemos una hoguera ahí. Y vamos todos los vecinos, comemos sopa de ajo, que es típico de aquí, chocolate.
Ya hago la sopa de ajo.
Sí. Entonces esa noche sería buena.
Sí, sí, estaría bien.
Sí, porque podéis traer un poquitín algo que hacemos en el pueblo juntos, ¿verdad?
Uh-huh, sí.
Aquí tenemos en el pueblo 3 celebraciones, que nos juntamos, no todo el pueblo,
uh-huh,
pero en la noche de San Juan, que hacemos la hoguera y, bueno, pues hacemos esa cena ahí. El día 8 de septiembre, que es, digamos, la festividad del pueblo, llevamos, ahora lo que hacemos es una procesión desde aquí, desde la iglesia, a la ermita de San Adrián, ahí hacemos una misa, y después ponemos pinchos y bebida para tomar algo allí.
Uh-huh.
Y ya no solemos hacer más. Antes había bailes y esas cosas, pero ahora no hacemos más que eso.
Uh-huh.
Y después en marzo, que es el patrón del pueblo, San Adrián y Santa Natalia.
Uh-huh.
Que lo que hacemos es una misa también en el pueblo y nos vamos a comer a un restaurante todos.
Uh-huh.
Unas 50 personas, así.
Uh-huh. Vamos a comer. ¿Por qué las celebraciones aquí en
el pueblo? O sea, no hay restaurante.
Sí, no. Sí, no, pues estaría bien el sábado.
Entonces me invitamos el sábado.
Bueno, sí, dice May, vamos y les preguntamos si debe que nos damos un descanso de toda la gente. Es que sí, vivir con tanta gente como que...
Claro, cansa un poco, ¿no?
Sí, ya que llegamos el lunes ya como que ahora sí ya venimos enfadados.
Claro, es normal, cuando se está tanto tiempo compartiendo todo, pues acaban saliendo las diferencias. Claro.
Sí, nadie está acostumbrado a eso. Ninguno, como todos tenemos unos, imagínense, vivir solo y luego de repente tienen 15 compañeros, ¿no? Pues es bastante difícil.
Sí. Bueno, pues entonces quedamos en eso. El sábado, cuando queráis, os invitamos a quedarme en nuestra casa.
No,
hombre, no vamos a cobrarlo.
¿Por qué no?
No, hombre, porque
es un negocio.
Ya, pero bueno, afortunadamente es un negocio que no... O sea, nosotros podemos vivir bien sin él, porque los pueblos como se gasta poco. Entonces hay más tranquilidad para mí incluso si os invitamos, así nos sienta pendiente y no... ¿verdad?
Mm.
We were asking her about renting a room upstairs in Bristol, and they're leaving Monday to her hometown, and they're not coming back until the 4th of the 5th.
Oh.
So they said on Saturday they have a celebration of San Juan, and they do like a bonfire, and they have drinks, like everybody in the town. So she wanted, to stay. She's inviting us, she doesn't want us to pay.
Oh, wow. That would be great.
It's an invitation.
That would be very nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
My change of my
opinion. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. So Saturday.
Saturday night.
And what time?
When you like. I prepared 2 rooms for you and today or tomorrow, and you can come the Saturday.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
very kind. I thought about I love this area. And I thought about in the future how nice it would be to maybe come back here with family or visit. I like it. I like it.
From the States, we will have had some guests.
From the United States.
Wow. Last year we have a comedy. With the boys that play the frog game. Was last year or the year before?
No, this family was from Holland.
From Holland.
Your bathroom is very modern. I like it a lot. So how long did it take to prepare the house, to renovate the house and rebuild?
This one?
Yes.
Less than a year.
Less than a year?
Yeah.
Great. 6 months or so.
6 months.
Wow. The other was 1 year, the year. But it was the 50 days, half of the year, 6 months.
We started in October and we have to stop before December.
Because it was
winter. And start again in March.
Okay.
And we in Tamar was prepared yet for me.
Wow. So is it a stone structure or what?
The stone is in the that wall.
Mm-hmm.
That wall is a stone in the middle.
Okay.
And from the middle to the top was
adobe.
Sorry.
Adobe.
That was, I think, the only house in there.
The only house in the village had adobe.
But he keeps adobe.
Okay.
Because it's very good for isolation. Very good for isolation. So there is now bricks. The adobe is in the middle.
Adobe in the middle.
There are bricks on the outside and bricks in the interior. So now the wall is like this.
That's
but
great.
In the middle is the old adobe. Yeah.
That's very, very neat.
Yeah.
And then this all, you kept the original stone?
No,
this is
bricks. This is a column, iron column, inside, and this bricks. But in the middle, there is a column,
iron.
Iron
iron, what do you call them? Has that, you know, the iron bars,
yeah.
Like the foundation, the big
yeah.
structure one,
yeah.
And then they're covered by brick.
Yeah,
okay.
In the structure, this is not brick, this is a column of stone. Like, more or less like that one.
Okay.
The black, this is a column. Because here on the front there was stones. The house was stone, but we take it out, cut everything. You have to make all these windows because in the old days there was a few windows. So.
Yeah.
Because the house was this here more or less.
Okay.
And from here to there was single and the place for singing and cows and things like that.
Okay.
Sí, piedra de
Goñán.
Oh, sí.
La
verdad que se debería dedicar a eso. Sí, yeah, she has
a very good idea,
yes, sorry.
I left the
village when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the beginning I was to school that belongs to the monks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the idea that was I was trying to study to be a monk.
Oh.
But I changed my mind when I was 14. So I was with the monks from 11 to 14, 3 years.
What made you change your mind?
Because I didn't like that type of life.
Oh, life.
But when you are 11, really you didn't know.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
But when you are 14, you are thinking. And so I decided to leave this school.
It was usual in these years that the cura, the monja, came for the village,
mm-hmm.
looking for more children to pay, venían por los pueblos para pagarles una educación, ¿no? Les daban la educación gratis.
No era,
pero un porcentaje de esos niños se quedaban siendo curas o monjas. Entonces era como un negocio.
Okay. Because it's a very good business to be a monk is a very good business for this organization, because you are going to work the rest of your life for this organization.
Sure.
I remember that the monks were very angry with me when we decided to leave, because my brother, my eldest brother, was with me. We were a very good student. We have a lot of abilities, I mean, music, sports, and so we have a very good potential for them, you know, for the future. So we decided they were very angry with us. Yeah. So then we continued studying in Leon and then to university.
Wow. And what university did you go to?
I went to Bilbao.
Bilbao.
That wasn't a very good time, but at that time, Franco Lee was alive, because I finished my studies in the 72. And Franco died at 75.
Okay.
So at that time, there was all problems in the Basque Country.
Now, what was it like living under Franco's rule?
Well, it wasn't very, very good.
Okay.
You're thinking. You don't think it was not normal life.
Sure.
But you like to think and you have a...
Libertad.
You want to be free and to know what is happening in reality. And it was a very, very bad. Because the newspapers, radios, everything was controlled. So the news you hear is the news that they wanted you to hear. So it was really very, very bad for us. Franco's time was a disaster.
But not for all the Spanish people alive now.
Interesting.
Some of the people are agree with Franco and he La ultraderecha.
Yeah.
But maybe not only the ultraderecha, normal people que no sufrieron el problema de Franco, pero sí que había entonces, cuando hay un dictador no hay violencia callejera, no roban, porque al que roban le cortan el cuello, al que protesta le cortan el cuello. Entonces hay mucha paz, ¿no? Mucha tranquilidad, ¿no? Entonces están los de tipo en este, echan de menos. Y,
You know that the worst thing, and it wasn't the war, really, the 3 years of war, the worst thing was after the war.
Okay.
You know, because the country became very poor because most of the teachers had to immigrate, or they went taking out from the teaching.
Wow.
Because it wasn't
nearer
to the Franco. So most of the teachers, more than 60,000 teachers, was depurados.
Deported.
Not deported. They continue.
They
wanted to continue teaching. No teaching. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Because it wasn't with the Republic before the war, so that people was actually taken out.
Wow.
So at that time, the teachers in the villages, they were people that know only how to read or write, no more, no real teachers. So the population became poor in knowledge, poor and in education, you know.
Wow.
So it was really, really bad.
So if you had a, if you disagreed with Franco's government and you said something, what could happen to you?
Better not to say anything.
Okay.
The only thing is go to the jail, to the
castle. Before you get the tortura.
Wow.
Trabajos forzados.
Sí.
Make you work. Really, really hard work.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, my father never tell me anything about my uncle that was killed never tell me any word. Wow. The people never talk about that.
It was dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. There was a lot of fear because in the villages the people not knew that other people were thinking others in the old ways,
mm-hmm.
but no one talked about it.
Wow.
It was really, really, really bad. Really bad. And Franco killed a lot of people after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't shooting. It was in the jail. And every day he was killing.
I don't know about you guys, but I know in school in the United States, we learn about Hitler and Stalin, but
there's nothing about Franco, right? Maybe Hitler and Stalin was worse because they killed millions of people, millions.
Mm.
Judíos in one place, I mean.
She
had no millions, but... maybe the difference is that Hitler and Stalin were died with only a small years in the government. But Franco was here 40 years. And during these 40 years, nobody tell nothing. Then after 40 years, it's something like similar to Pinochet in Chile. Pinochet was a dictator similar to Franco, but with a lot of people governando the country.
Sí, sí.
Maybe it's a different.
And one of the worst things that the church was with Franco.
Why is that?
Of course, the church always is with the dictator. Always.
The church.
Because they are...
Always with the dictators. And that's one thing that... Not I hate the church, but in some way that
because they didn't stand up for what was right.
Yeah, because they don't have poor people. They are always with the power. And in this case, was really, really... but because during the war, the Republic, the people that they was against Franco killed around 4,000 priests.
Mm-hmm.
Around that.
And destroy the Tsar and a lot of...
But in one way the explanation is not because these people was against the religion, was against the power that represents
mm-hmm.
the religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's different thing. Now they try to represent that they were against the religion, no, they was against the people that represent the religion and it was connected with the power.
So, were there ever any priests that you knew about that stood up against Franco? Or
yes, there was one that was against Franco. There was Kido.
They were killed
by Franco. But one thing that is very, very, very important: the priests that were killed by the Republic. Now they are
Santos.
That was Santos.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. But the priests are working by Franco. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even now in this year.
Yeah.
So those
that were killed by the Republic, now they are saints or beatos. It's before they are different grades.
Yes, yeah.
But they are in the way to these things. Yeah, but the priests that were killed by Franco, they are forbidden. They are that's nothing.
And it's the same with the rest of the people. The people that the Republic killed in the war was in all the villages in a song, in the place or in the church with the name and surname. But not the people that Franco killed during 40 years.
Yeah, doesn't exist. That's why there is still problems here.
Hmm.
Because the people that the Republic killed, they are now in the churches, and they say, muertos por Dios y por España, on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that were killed by Franco, during the war and after the war, don't appear in any place.
Wow.
For example, he is uncle.
For this is my uncle.
And you know, you can read in the newspaper that now we have problems because some people are looking in fossas comunes. Fossas comunes, with a lot of people looking for who are they, and in order to vary in a normal place. And most of the people in Spain, people in the PP, Partido, PP, don't like this. They are not agree with looking for these people. No. We don't know.
Because they say that we have to forget it. We have to, because las heridas.
That
has to be open, because there are many people that they are maybe 80, 70, that they know where their fathers are buried when they were killed, but they are not in the they are in the fields, mm-hmm. You know, but they can't take it out, these stones, and take it to their place, you know, and that's the thing that still we have these problems here.
Wow. So during the post war you were working for Ericsson? Do you want to work for Ericsson right away or did you work somewhere?
No, I worked to the military service and then I started to work in Ericsson in the 1974.
So, ¿hizo cuatro años de servicio militar?
No.
¿Y eso mucho?
No.
Only one year.
14 months. 14 months.
Now, was that the 14 months in the military?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you join the military?
Because it was didn't go to the military service, you are taken by the police and taken to jail.
Okay.
So there was no compulsory, an obligation.
It was an obligation in 20 years or less.
Around 20 years
now. Or less, yeah.
Yes, no, there is no obligation. Now we are professional. But at that time the army was not professional. It was, like me?
Well,
I don't like guns at all.
You don't like bullets and guns and nothing.
Wow. Have we gotten information about her family as well? Do we want to do that now, or do we... What does your guys' schedule look like? What does your schedule look like today?
We're
going to
take
the mind later. Okay. Do you want to keep working with genealogy, or do you want to come back later, or what?
¿Podemos regresar mañana?
Cuanto más cerca del domingo menos tiempo tenemos, porque como nos vamos el lunes, pues tengo muchas cosas que preparar, que dejar, entonces...
Oh, she's busy, because they're leaving
money. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, can we finish up the genealogy? If that works for...
Like, we gotta go, it's already, like, almost
good.
We already took, like, over an hour of our time.
Oh, yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Pero para un rato siempre tenemos tiempo.
Sí,
no quiero 4 horas, pero para media hora.
They don't have like 4 hours, so they can spend like an hour maybe. Sí, tenemos una hora, podemos pasar.
Sí, sí, además, como el sábado vais a venir a. Podemos hablar un rato.
Muchas gracias.
Once it seems that we were talking, we were walking yesterday at the. In the United States, something confuses us because Republicanos, we think that for the Republic here is the left I'm the democratic. You're right. And it's vice versa. Republic is from the in our ideas is the left, the right, the more traditional religion and things like that, and in the democratic.
We are in the left.
Quite
okay. So technically here you would be called Republican.
Sure. Well, the Republican here because we have king, royal family. You never have royal family in the United States. Sure. But we have royal family. So in the 27th, se declaró la República. So the royal family had to go out from Spain.
And the grandfather of the actual...
So we have republic, because we have republic, no.
But what is the
From...
The 31 and 36.
Yeah, 31 and 36.
And now we are, in general, for idea, we are republican. Hmm. We like it. La República, no somos republicanos como los Estados Unidos.
Sí.
We prefer República in general. Mm. But we like a lot the King Juan Carlos. Mm. It's different. We can be republicanos and like el Rey Juan Carlos, in concrete, his person.
Okay. That was an action that was become this king very important. Mm. That in... 83, we have a golden saddle.
The military go to the Congress or?
Yeah, and try to change the system to a military service, military system again.
Yes.
So at that time the Congress was But el Congreso fue
secuestrado.
Mm.
They abducted Congress, the military.
Maybe from 7 to the evening to the next morning, because the Congress was people there with guns, and still we can see the horse in the parliament, and the Juan Carlos at that time was in front of the
Military
and say stop it.
Wow.
Then he saved us from another dictadura militar. Most of the people, most of the Spanish people like Juan Carlos.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the fact was very important.
It sounds like
yeah.
That's very wow.
Yeah.
That's very neat.
Mm-hmm. And then Juan Carlos fue puesto el rey por Franco. Juan Carlos es el sucesor de Franco porque Franco quiso. Pero como luego se volvió demócrata y bien, estuvo bien, pues mucho de tipo la de Juan Carlos.
Oh.
But after Juan Carlos, who knows?
Sure. But for the idea, we don't like this. I think that this monarchy is silly because it's a dynasty.
Now,
there is Juan Carlos the king, but we have the princess, the prince is Felipe. He's quite a nice guy, and that is intelligent, and he has a good preparation, but if it is a silly boy, it's still the you know?
Yeah.
So, it's important that the president is a...
And if you don't like the president after 4 years, but if you have a king, the king is for all.
Wow.
It's not a normal thing.
Wow.
And we have to pay.
Tax is paid for the royal family, right?
But it's very the same that if you have to pay for a president of the republic.
Mm-hmm.
More or less it's the same. But you can change the president, but you cannot change the king.
And normally, the president, you pay for the president, not for the whole family.
Exactly. And the United States, I think one thing that we do well, not a lot of things, but one thing is... the president only makes, I think, $140,000 a year, and that's it, in the United States.
And one president needs to have a high salary, because if they have a low salary, any people that can with money and say, well, you have to do that, and then
you know, I'm getting money,
they have to have a very low salary. It's important.
And only the silly people want to be a president because with a low salary.
I think that point is more important, the power than the money.
Thank you very much. I know it's a lot of information, but thank you.
It's okay. It's fun. We like to speak
about this. Bueno, ya nos pasamos para México. Entonces, mañana pasamos un caso en la mañana. Tenemos preguntas.